Oh, thanks so much. Yes, indeedy. That's right. It's time for the good stuff. I've got a poem coming up. It's called Time Passes by Sue Dewey, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. But in the meantime, I want to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news. They have livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections. Oh, folks, I'm just telling you the cusp of it. There's so much more. Make sure you go to tsln.com so that you can view a lot of these latest stories, sales reports, etc. And you can subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News.
The Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament is coming up right here in the Valentine area at Merritt Reservoir on January 23rd and 24th. Check things out at visitvalentine.com. Come and join the fun on that. And also, of course, a nice other ice fishing trip here this coming winter. Or plan your next summer vacation by starting out going to visitvalentine.com. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you.
As I said, time passes. It seems a heartbeat away that I was a child, a daughter, but alas, time passes. Life moves on. This path will be much shorter. My two fine boys, once pink-cheeked babes, have cherubs of their own. A patchwork quilt of family life is slowly being sewn, and I am there, about halfway down, on this silk-threaded tapestry. A grandma proud as can be, of children, not much more than three. But when I asked the other day of noisy grandsons deep in play, "Are you my lovely babies?" they looked at me aghast. "But Nana, we are big boys." Oh, their baby years have passed. But wait, two tiny granddaughters are toddling up to me, a long way yet from two front teeth, which means that you are three. Yet as I lift the bean-filled spoons to messy food-crammed mouths, the baby hands flap out at me. I can do this by myself. How fleeting is the time that passes on this our precious earth, for it only seems a moment that I celebrated their birth. But this is how it has to be. The wheels of life roll endlessly, and if you blink, you'll miss a lot. So treasure everything you've got. Sue Dewey, Time Passes.
So did you hear about the husband and wife who often share music with seniors at retirement or nursing homes?
No, I did not.
Well, he plays the cello and she plays the harp. Oftentimes, the wife will introduce a song or tell something about the music that she's about to play. One time, she told the audience that she is going to play a piece entitled Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. That's probably not right, by the way. One hard of hearing resident asked another sitting next to her, "What did she say?" The resident replied, "She's going to play Fruit of the Loom." Not sure where I got that one from.
I'm not sure either.
How about something from Emily Dickinson? "If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life, the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin onto his nest again, I shall not live in vain." Just a little short thing there for you to think about from Emily Dickinson.
Perfect. Here's a little piece called Charity. There is so much good in the worst of us and so much bad in the best of us that it ill behooved any of us to find fault with the rest of us.
Is it too early to talk about Christmas?
Well, depends on how deep you're going to get.
Not very deep.
Oh, okay.
I got some things you need to be aware of.
Oh, well then, warning okay. Ahead of time is good, better than afterwards.
Clara Wilson sent this in. Christmas holiday eating tips.
Oh, I need
just
those.
So you're prepared. Avoid carrot sticks. Anyone who puts carrots on a holiday buffet table knows nothing of the Christmas spirit. In fact, if you see carrots, leave immediately. Go next door where they're serving rum balls. Number two on that list was drink as much eggnog as you can, and quickly. Like fine single malt scotch, it's rare. In fact, it's even rarer than single malt scotch. You can't find it at any other time of the year but the holidays. So drink up. Who cares that it's 10,000 calories in every sip? It's not as if you're going to turn into an eggnogaholic or something. It's a treat. Enjoy it. Have one for me. Have two. It's later than you think. It's counting down to Christmas.
Oh, it's so there's so much good food involved with Christmas. It makes it very hard to be disciplined.
That is right. For all of you deer hunters out there, hope you're having the best of luck in our area deer seasons. And that's the good stuff.